The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
We have Allison Ramsey, President and CEO of Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest, on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both doing?
We're doing great. So we had a story a little while ago about the facility and the land out there. Tell us what's been going on and what you guys are getting ready to do here coming up for fall.
Yeah, we've been very busy. Actually, yesterday we had a major event with the Garden Club of Virginia to dedicate the landscape restoration projects that they've helped funded in large part over the last decade. So there were three different projects that we dedicated: a double row of mulberry trees, two clumps of trees on either side of the house, and then the restored carriage turnaround and the planted oval beds in front of the house. So we had about 100 people out yesterday to commemorate that wonderful gift. So that's been keeping us busy. The landscape restoration, that project for now is completed, at least the first phase of it. One of our other major projects is the construction of our new entrance road, the Poplar Forest Parkway, which will come off of Enterprise Drive. Mm-hmm. So right now we have our main entrances on Bateman Bridge Road. We have one-way road in and one-way out. So we're kind of landlocked in a subdivision. So it's really difficult for people to find Poplar Forest, even for local residents.
Sure.
So we're really excited about having this new two-way, two-mile road. We actually own 617 acres, which many people don't realize, but we have no way until the road is constructed of getting our visitors out there to experience the entire plantation. In addition to the new road, we'll have a trail that parallels the road, kind of a main trail that you can use to walk or bike mm-hmm. your way into Poplar Forest, and we'll have some interpretive stops along the way.
Nice.
Once we get that project finished next summer. Yeah. So it's really going to open up the whole site for us, and we hope bring more of the community out to experience Poplar Forest and learn about everything that we're doing and learn about what was happening at Poplar Forest on a daily basis. So it's a two-mile road with seven stream crossings, so it's been a massive project for us. The road will be finished by the end of this year.
Okay.
The trail will be a little bit into next year, so we'll probably open it sometime in April of 2022.
That's great, because I've been here since 83, and I get turned around trying to find it at different times, because I was mentioning to Janet, I've sort of seen you guys in like 10-year snapshots. Saw you in the mid-80s when you walked into the house and it was basically nothing. They were pulling
right.
the different layers of plaster down, and they were trying to, you know, that project was very early on, and you guys have made so much progress in the house and, of course, the garden areas. I just have to ask a question, and I hope this is okay. Is Dave Claus still working with you all up there?
He just retired at the end of April, so we miss him dearly.
Yeah.
He was with us for, I think it was 15 years.
Wow.
By the end of it. So
yeah, I had
he was wonderful.
I had the privilege of hiring Dave when I used to run the mill shop at Taylor Brothers. And when I heard, he moved in from California, Stockton, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
but he was quite a craftsman. And when I had heard from him, and his beautiful bride, Bee, he told me he was going to work for you guys. I thought this is the perfect fit for him, because he loves architecture. He loves the old way of doing things, and it's good to hear that he had that good run. I know you'll miss him, because he's such a dedicated craftsman, and he's a rare breed anymore, but I'm glad he was able to contribute to Poplar Forest for all those years.
Yes, we were very fortunate to have his expertise and craftsmanship for so long, and he was just so wonderful too with the visitors, always being willing to engage with the visitors
mm-hmm.
and talk about what he was doing and working on, and just a wonderful person and staff member, so
yeah.
supportive. So yeah, and the house restoration has come so far, as you pointed out. We began that work really in earnest in the late 80s when Travis McDonald, the director of architectural restoration, was hired, who is still our director of architectural restoration. So, yeah, and we have just this year completed the entablature in the dining room. So sort of what we would refer to today as the crown molding around the at the top of the between the top of the wall and the roof, the ceiling. So the entablature is all up in the dining room, and we're now working on the parlor entablature, which will probably be done by the end of the year. And then next year we're looking to start painting. So
it's got to be
really come along.
Yeah, it's got to be like Christmas Day for him every day. being because I have a friend who Janet and I both know. We just call him T. He's also a craftsman, but he's also into bees and honey. But he studied architecture for years, and I you know, these guys just love the old Jeffersonian construction and architecture. I mean, it is a passion for folks like that. And of course, Dave, when he gets to actually use his hands to help restore. So I can only imagine he's been with you guys since the 80s, and he gets to head up this project. And I'm excited because I have a millwork background. And so when I see how they did stuff back then and how we try to reproduce it now with a lot more modern equipment, it just blows my mind that they did what they did you know, back then.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even understand how it happens.
And labor.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we encourage our listeners, if they've never been to Poplar Forest, to please go, because it is such a gem, and to come back if it's been a while since they've been there.
Yes, absolutely.
The best way for people to keep up with you, perhaps even donate to your cause there, what's the best way for them to do that?
Through our website, poplarforest.org, you can find all the information about visiting. We have some tabs up along the top about visiting, learning, shopping, and donate. So there's a donate button right there.
Okay.
And we certainly appreciate you mentioning that. We would love to have some additional support from the community. We are completely supported by donations. We don't get any state or federal funding. We're a private nonprofit. The only funding we get from the government is through competitive grants that we apply for. So we really do rely on the generosity of individuals and foundations and people coming to tour and participate in our events. We are having our wine festival on November 13th. So we encourage people to come out and buy a ticket for that. We're really excited about bringing that back this year and truly missed having it last year due to COVID. But and we've got a whole host of other events, some smaller events that are happening throughout the end of the year. So, yeah, visit the website, and you can find information about the tours and all of our events.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Hope you have a fantastic day, and we'll need to talk to you again.
Yeah, we got to.
Come wine festival time.
Yeah,
no doubt.
All right.
Great. I'm happy to do it. So thanks for the opportunity, and take care.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Allison Ramsey.
The Nonprofit Spotlight on Fridays is brought to you by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, a wonderful organization that helps our nonprofits stay strong and healthy, and we appreciate them.
We sure do. Thank you so much.
Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll-free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.